Oakland County, where political games are played for keeps. Democrats are steamed because the GOP has a new plan on how to keep its seats.
Our first
and only
stanza of Oakland County Politics, the musical. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. Our lead character?
Powerhouse Oakland County executive and top Republican L. Brooks Patterson.
But there are rumors Patterson may not run again for the top job in 2016.
Which leaves Republicans without an incumbent and in a bind.
Mm-hmm. Because in presidential years, like 2016, higher turnout typically benefits Democrats.
While lower turnout gubernatorial years tend to lean Republican. And Oakland County overall has been gradually trending more blue in recent years, especially presidential years.
Yes, and elections for Oakland County executive are held during presidential years.
So what are Republicans to do?
The goal is very simple and straightforward, to move the election from the presidential to the gubernatorial year.
Meet State Senator Dave Robertson, the Republican chair of the Senate Elections and Government Reform Committee,
who has sponsored a bill,
along with three other Republican senators, all of them from Oakland County,
to move county executive elections to that gubernatorial year that is better for Republicans.
But that has nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all to do with it. Right, Senator Robertson?
Well, I can say each and every election is an individual event and should be viewed as such.
So... No,
I'm not. That's all I'll say on that score. Okay.
Robertson says the purpose is to align the Oakland County executive elections with the executive elections in neighboring Wayne and Macomb counties.
And it's true. Oakland is an anomaly in that all the countywide races go on the same ballot in the same year. Executive, as well as sheriff, prosecutor, treasurer, register of deeds, are all voted on at the same time in Oakland, unlike those other counties. But does it really make sense to split up that ballot to make your ballot just as confusing as your neighbor's?
And we should note that this is not the first time Republicans have used the legislative process to try and keep control in Oakland.
The GOP-led state legislature passed a bill in the 2011 lame duck session to let Republicans in Oakland go back and redraw county commission lines more to their liking.
Governor Snyder signed it. Democrats cried foul.
They did.
Fight went all the way up to the Michigan Supreme Court.
Controlled by Republicans,
yes.
And Republicans won in court.
Because that wasn't about hanging on to power in Oakland either.
Of course not. You know, Republicans feel their experience running affluent Oakland for all these years is a real Michigan GOP success story. They're not willing to give it up without a fight, regardless of the county's turning blue political and demographic trends. Which, by the way, might not be such a close contest if Democrats were better at turning out their voters in non-presidential gubernatorial years.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.